Now we're recording. Are you not going to say anything? Why are you freaking me out?
I don't know. I was just...
Huh?
Nothing. I was just lipping things so that you would think I was... That you couldn't hear me and it was broken.
Where'd the plug go?
Oh my God. These microphone stands. Suck my will to live. What are you looking for?
The thick thing on the end of this.
I took one off of this one. I didn't have one on mine either. Oh, shit.
Did you find one?
No, I had to steal one from the Bob and Tom headphones. You want me to find you one?
Here. I just had it. I was just sitting here. I just took it off.
It's behind your water bottle.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That was close, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That was almost a...
That was so intense.
That could have been horrible.
Mm-hmm. That was like the time that you'd been at the bar for 3 or 4 hours, and the first thing you said was, in your drunk voice, my glass is broken. I lost a screw to my glasses. I can't find them.
They're gone forever.
And I looked down, and I was like, is this the screw to your glasses right here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I did that?
And then the next day...
Next day, what'd I do?
I thought I lost those sunglasses again.
You told it. You were so drunk you had forgot that you had broke them.
And
you had... Oh, yeah. And I had put them in my... Yeah, I had fixed them and put them in my purse.
And you put them in your purse. And I had not...
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that.
That was the night we did the last... the live podcast.
The live podcast that we will not speak of.
I think that's the last time we did a podcast.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We recorded some stuff when we were in Iowa for the new sponsor of the Off the Air podcast.
Chicks Vodka.
What?
Chicks Good Time Vodka.
What?
The warm hug. That's ice cold.
Is that what you said?
What do you think?
I like it.
You know, because vodka's like a hug.
That should be your next job.
Advertising?
Mm-hmm. But not in the awful way that advertising is. You're just really good at catchphrases. Did you do the, if we didn't have blinds, it'd be curtains for all of us?
No, that's an old joke.
Oh.
If it wasn't for select blinds.
Yeah, it'd be curtains.
It'd be curtains for all of us.
That's funny, though. I thought that was yours.
It is.
There's some local ones you've done.
Church Brothers.
What's Church Brothers?
Something about Hagui Road. I even forget. We meet by accident? No.
Oh,
no,
that's
Rex. Yeah. I forget what that is.
Okay, let's do another one.
Friends, Church Brothers, I did that.
Yeah.
Did I do another one?
I thought you've done a lot of them. What do you do for BMW?
Steve Baker, the deal maker.
You wrote that.
I wrote that.
What about? Do you do one for Home Depot?
No, we did one for Jack's Tool Rental. Don't be a tool rent one.
You did that?
But I think that was a.
That was copy.
Contest.
Oh.
Do you hear like a ringing? Because I think it's my ears.
No.
I hear like a little chirpy.
Like, what does it sound like?
Like a cricket.
Oh, no, I don't hear anything like that.
Yeah.
I think I hear Tom's machine running over there.
What's good for tinnitus?
Tinnitus?
You know what tinnitus is? The things where you run, it rings in your ears?
Yeah, I did. But every time I think of it, I think that it has something to do with a tennis racket. I think it's like, I think that tinnitus sounds like the technical.
What about tinnitus would make you think of a tennis racket and then that would make you think that's some sort of medical problem?
No, it's not that. It's I think that tinnitus sounds like the technical name for tennis elbow. Doesn't that sound more appropriate?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Yes, it does.
I know.
Now you've convinced me.
Mm-hmm. It's like when I told my little sister that her uvula was the hangy ball in the back of her throat.
Honey, I think that is the uvula.
Oh, I said vulva. And I kept telling her it was her vulva.
Okay, now depending on what age she was when you told her.
Well, she's an adult.
You told her her vulva hung at the back of her throat, not her uvula.
Mm-hmm. I said, that's your vulva.
Did she believe you?
Yes.
Which one? The baby?
Uh-huh.
Aww. Well, you know, they did that.
I think I did. Maybe it was the other one, but I told one of them that it was their vulva.
You know, I bet you told both of them it was their vulva. That's what I bet.
I don't know. It was something on their face that I told them was a vagina part, and it wasn't.
On their face.
Not, yeah, it was like, no, it was either like a septum. Maybe it was your septum.
The fulcrum?
What's your septum?
No, the philtrum.
What's your septum?
Your septum's the middle part in your nose.
Well, so that's right here. When you get that pierced, that's your septum.
Yeah, that I don't have.
Then what's this part of your ear right here that sticks out off your head? Is that something?
Oh, not your lobe, but the part that sticks out.
Yeah,
before
the hard cartilage part.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but I told one of them.
The two lines that go down from your nose is called the philtrum.
And that's what you. And
did you,
you
tell them that?
You get that? No, but I told them something on their face was a mommy part, then it wasn't. Just so that they would.
You
say
told
it.
Your baby sisters.
One of them.
That
I don't.
Something
which
on
one.
Your face was a female body part. Something on their face.
Right, I did do that.
See, I missed all that. I didn't have any brothers or sisters to pick on.
Oh, I had all of them. Addie asked me this morning, she said, why do you braid so good? And I said, because I had two sisters to practice on. But I didn't.
You didn't know it was happening when it was happening, right?
Right. I mean, I think that's a part of it. I'm not very good at braiding my own hair, though. That's something that an only child would be good at, is braiding their own hair. Because you had to practice on yourself.
I used to play with dolls.
Did you really?
Like action figures. I mean, they were boy dolls, but G.I. Joe, Captain.
But they were the size of Barbies when you were a kid.
G.I. Joe.
Right?
Johnny West.
Now you're going to say John Wayne.
Not Johnny Quest, but Johnny. There was Johnny and Jane West. They were cowboy, posable 12-inch figures.
Wow.
And you could buy horses and a Conestoga wagon, and I think they had an Indian friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look that up. I bet they did.
Probably.
Did we start the podcast?
Chief
Big Ball.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Let's do this. Well, it's 4 in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's
up? Hi there.
That you're a steamer, but you can't be friendly.
Welcome back to
put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a cast
from Off the Air Podcast.
I said, get you something nice, something pretty, and I did.
I'm a host, Chick McGee. That's the other host, Jess Hooker. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
And I know what we'll get to that in a minute. Hang on. Please sit back and relax. And I hope you're in Austin on November 28th. You can see Bob Schneider at the Bass Opera House live. I'm going to be there.
Ain't got no dough. All God's my body. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shorty.
Dope, no hope. Welcome back. Of course, as all our podcasts start, we have to apologize
for not doing one.
For not doing podcasts. And I feel bad because a long time ago when we used to not to do podcasts, we would say if there's a problem, most often it has to do with Jess's daughter. And she's too busy to attend a podcast. But she's doing great. That is not the case this time. We've just...
Yeah, she's doing good. It's just been really time-consuming and getting... Because you know what? If I have a minute by myself, then I don't want to drive up here to the station and do a podcast. Because our regular life is still going on. I still have, I still have Max and his crazy football schedule. And, I still have other things that I got to do. So I would apologize, but I'm not. I'm just letting you guys know. And I know that you're all very understanding and considerate and know my situation. So
just be thankful for the time we have together right now.
Yeah.
And you know what Dana Gould told me one time? He has a great podcast out there. And he said...
Did he tell you personally or told you on the podcast?
He told me during... He was on the Bob and Tom show and we were talking about podcasts.
Oh, yeah? And what'd he say?
And he goes, I'm constantly amazed at how upset some people get for things they're receiving for free.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I love you guys listen to the podcast, and this is fun, and it helps me because it's a different side of me. It's not the Bob and Tom Chick, and we enjoy it, and we thank you for listening.
I don't think anybody's been nasty. Everybody knows our situation.
But there is this one guy who's been emailing me on chickmcgee.com.
Yeah.
Who's like, hey, you need to, hey, this is my know-it-all listener voice. Uh-huh. Hey, you need to, the RSS 911 4210Q needs to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You really, it helped me if what? You.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. He can't access some of the older podcasts on the website. I'm not sure why that is, but.
So the other day I posted a picture of Addie and I said it was her Colts junior cheer pictures. And I said, yay, 17-day seizure free.
Right.
And then you know what happened the next morning?
Had a seizure.
She had a seizure. So it was very, very, it was mild compared to a lot of seizures she's had. And like I've said before, with the ketogenic diet, they consider the diet a success if you have 50% less seizures.
And I think you've done that, right?
Yeah, from last month to this month.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we can handle one seizure every 17 days. That's not terrible.
Johnny and Jane West.
Uh-huh.
1964 toy manufacturer, Louis Marx. Louis Marx, M-A-R-X.
Mm-hmm.
Sought the means to compete against Hasbro's newly introduced G.I. Joe action figure. I had both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bitch about my childhood, but I had toys.
Yeah.
By God, I had toys.
Yeah, they pay you to be quiet.
Wow, I never thought of that. I bet that's what they were doing.
What's the purpose of toys in general? It's not just for you.
Thought it would be, like, well, here's a nice toy. It wasn't. It was just to keep me quiet.
That's why we all buy toys.
Son of a bitch. Originally, a military figure to battle G.I. Joe from Marx was called Stony Smith.
Ooh, what did he do?
It did not have articulated knee joints. And I think we all know how painful that can be. In 1965, bendable legs were added. I bet Stony was happy about that. Action mm-hmm. Stony came with molded on plastic clothing and a full arsenal of equipment accessories.
Who? And he's fighting G.I. Joe?
To compete.
To compete with G.I.
Joe. Well, I guess
Joe.
You could have it. Yeah, you could do whatever you want to with him.
Not against G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was, I mean, crazy, crazy popular, though. During this time, Marx realized they would need to take a different approach if they were going to become truly competitive in the action figure marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
In 1965, Marx focused on producing a 12-inch cowboy action figure named Johnny West.
Can I see his picture?
No.
Okay.
Because it looks silly. Here, hang on. I got to go back to images now. There was Johnny and Jane West. Oh, man, that's them. I can't believe it. He had like this rubber.
Cool.
He had rubber chaps and a rubber vest and a rubber kerchief and a rubber hat. And
that's cool.
And that's Jane West. And those
they
are their,
had their kids.
Those are their kids, Lyle and Erica. Lyle and Erica. God, I love that joke.
That is a funny joke.
Man, that's funny. And I think they had horses, too. Hang on just a horses and dogs.
I tried to watch a couple of shows. Our Gilmore Girls. Two of my girlfriends said they started watching Gilmore Girls from the beginning.
That's like legendary, right?
I guess. And so I started watching it. And it was okay, but the mother says to the daughter at one point, she was like, "You gonna go all Menendez on me?" And yeah. So I was like, "Oh,
that's pretty fun."
Yeah.
Other figures added to the West lineup in 1967 included more horses, other
Kanye.
Animals, and the cook Kanye. It was in charge of the buckboard. No, it was other animals in the West kids, at West Children. Family members included two girls, Josie and Janice.
Right.
As well as two boys, Jay and Jamie. They had a chestnut or palomino poncho, a palomino pony named Poncho.
Oh, that's nice.
They had a pet buffalo.
Yeah.
And two dogs, Flick, a German shepherd, and Flack, an Irish setter.
Flick and Flack.
I can't believe this is all.
That's cool.
The homestead, made of cardboard, of course, was known as the Circle X Ranch. How are you? Come on in. Have a seat here at the Circle X. And I remember stringing. I had the a string. I was stretched from one end of the porch to the other, and I would swing them. Attach the figures to the strings, and they'd slide down and rescue.
Mm-hmm.
They also had Fort Apache fighters. Well, well, well. Oh, Sam Cobra was the villain. Chief Cherokee. Wow. Couldn't do that nowadays.
You couldn't?
I don't think so.
I think that's it's not, Cherokee is not a derogatory term, is it?
Well, it's very Indian, though. It would have to be.
That doesn't make it derogatory.
Well, no, but I mean it's.
Redskin.
Well, that's derogatory, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have chosen another team.
Maybe I should. It's still not too late. I heard you went to the movie. Is that right? Did you go to the movies?
Yeah, I let Max have a skip day. Call the truancy officer. Should be visiting my house soon.
Didn't you say, though, he's allowed to have a...
Yeah, it's like you get seven, which I didn't know this until my friend Megan started working the front desk at the office. She's like, oh, yeah. You get
way high.
You get like seven unexcused absences. No, there's that. I believe that.
Seven?
I can't tell you. I probably faked being sick and didn't go to school a lot when I was in elementary school. My mom was easy that way. I mean, because moms, you can talk a mom into that. So she would let me stay home a lot.
You might find this surprising, but I had to call my father if I wanted to stay home from school.
Yeah?
Because no one knew where mother was.
Oh.
In hindsight, we kind of know where she was, but...
Yeah. Yeah, so we did that. We went and saw The Martian. We saw The Martian.
Right.
We went to see The Martian. Sorry.
We saw The Martian.
We saw The Martian.
I think I told you this when
you... 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Did it seem like 2 hours and 15 minutes?
It did.
Every bit?
Because I kept looking at my phone.
Oh, that's
it wasn't terrible, but it's kind of like, have you seen, you probably haven't because you wouldn't, but Addie and I have watched Into the Woods a handful of times. She's really into musicals.
You mean Into the Wild?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods, yeah. The Cinderella thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Mamie,
it's like all of them.
Isn't Mamie Gummer's mom in that?
Meryl Streep is in it, yes.
I only say that because Mamie Gummer's in Manhattan now, my new favorite TV show.
Mamie Gummer's in Cake. I watched Cake the other day.
I did not show you. I didn't know she was in Cake.
Yeah. Josh Arnold told me about Cake. We were talking about Jennifer Aniston and that she should have got, when I told you this, they needed it to be either more blue or more like rainbow and puppy dogs or something. It was too middle of the road. But Mamie Gummer is her physical therapist in it.
No kidding.
Is in Cake, yeah. But anyway, Into the Woods, it's like halfway through the movie, it feels like it was it's the end of the movie. And then you realize that's the halfway point of the movie. And it's like a whole nother movie you have to watch to get over it, to get past it. Like it was like a two-part movie. And that's how I felt like this movie was. This movie could have been significantly shorter. It could have, but it was intense. It was very intense.
So was it two entirely different plots?
No.
Like one ended and another one?
It was really, like really drawn out a little bit. Kristen Wiig played a serious role. Jeff Daniels was the head of NASA. Oh, the guy from Love Actually that's married to...
Keira Knightley?
Yes.
The guy from Walking Dead?
He's in it. I don't know anything about Walking... No, that's the white sheriff. Guy's from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
No, this is the black guy that's married.
Oh, the black guy that got married. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
I think that's his name.
Right.
It's like... I think it's CH something is what his name starts with. It's hard to remember. Yeah, so anyway, movie's very intense. My son knows I don't like intense movies. And so I'm all like with my head buried in his shoulder, nervous. Because it gets nervous. It got stuck on Mars by himself.
All by himself.
Yeah. And if you know me, like I start to pace like at the end of a sporting, like a game that's too close, like sporting events and stuff. I just don't do well with.
Kewetel Idiophor.
That seems right. But I thought it was a CH in there somewhere.
Well, it's CHI. I'm guessing it's Kewetel or Chiwetel. CHIWETEL. Is he in 30 Years a Slave or 14 Years? How long is he a slave?
I feel really uncomfortable.
30, 20 Years a Slave? Half an Afternoon a Slave? I forget. How long is it?
I don't know the movie.
All right. Donald Glover's in it? I didn't know that.
Donald Glover is in it. He is
Kate Mara, the bad girl from House of Cards.
Astrodynamics or something. He's the one that figures out how to get him back home. Kate Mara.
Coetel figures out how to get him home?
No, Donald Glover.
Oh.
Donnie Glover, not Danny Glover.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy from Community.
Community.
Not on it anymore.
Yeah, and then the Mara girl is an astronaut. And Jessica Chastain's an astronaut, too.
Kristen Wiig plays Annie Montrose.
Mm-hmm. She's the...
That's interesting. Well, I saw...
I was going to say she's promotions for NASA, but that's not what it is. It's like a...
It might be promotions department.
It's
public relations.
Public relations, I think, is up for.
Once again, I'm speaking Jess. They had a big cast. I bet they had a big craft services there. A lot of food going out.
Why do they call it craft services?
I don't know.
Do you know why I thought it was? I thought that they were only allowed to have craft food there.
Like cheese and stuff?
Yeah, like it had to be Kraft sponsored. Like all macaroni and cheese, some Kraft singles.
That's an interesting question. Why do they refer to meals on a movie set
as Kraft
service? As Kraft service. Where did that come from? I'm talking as I'm typing.
Did you know that the New Zealand rugby team is called the All Blacks? Did you know that?
But I don't think they're all black, though, right?
Well, their uniforms are.
Yeah. I don't even think any of them are black.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Film, television, or video production craft service refers to the department which provides food service and beverages to other departments or crafts. Craft service. In addition to policing the set, they provide buffet-style snacks and drinks. The crafts in film refers to departments such as camera, sound, electricians,
oh,
grips,
so this is
props,
food service for crafts.
Art director, set decorator, hair and makeup. There is a difference between craft service and catering.
And it is?
Craft service is the food that is always available to the crew while they're working.
Oh.
And can range from a single table of cookies, candy, cereal, coffee, to more elaborate meals. Catering handles true meals.
Like coming in for breakfast or lunch or dinner.
Like lunch.
But if you're between...
And the second meal.
Yeah, if you're between scenes.
Catering is a sit-down hot meal.
Right.
That lasts either 30 minutes or an hour.
Really?
Unless the crew is working French hours.
Ooh, I'm learning all kinds of things.
Also called Northwest hours.
Mm-hmm.
In Seattle and Vancouver, in which case the meal is brought to the set. The people eat whenever they get a chance. Craft service is a crew position... And craft service people are sometimes represented by the union, the IATSE.
Huh, I was curious about that.
International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees.
Get it.
I did not know that.
Wow. All right, and that's all we have for today.
I went to see movies.
You did, what'd you see?
I saw...
You saw the scary movie.
I saw Goodnight Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Goodnight Mommy.
Then what'd you see?
It was very good. I enjoyed it very much. And I can't say much about it because I don't want to give any of it away.
But it wasn't what you thought it was at all.
No, it wasn't. And the trailer does a really good job of keeping you off point and giving you, thinking you assume something when it's not the case at all. See, now I'm talking too much.
No, you're fine. Keep going. I'm just cleaning
up.
That,
I gave that a very a thumbs up. But I went to see the latest Paranormal Activity movie.
You and Ellie went.
I did, yeah.
To see
Ellie
it.
And I went to see it, and I lost track of what number it is.
Yeah.
But
four? I want to say four.
But she knew that she knows how upset and scared I get at the Paranormal Activity movie.
She doesn't?
No, she does.
She gets scared too?
Not like I do.
Yeah?
For some reason, when there's a still...
Child.
That's true.
A still child will scare the shit out of anybody.
But when they have the static shot of the camera and there's a little there's the time code in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And then it says night 1, November 13th, 2013. And it's just the shot of the living room and nothing's happening.
That
scares me to death. Don't like it.
I agree because we have monitors in our house in all the rooms upstairs so that wherever Addie is, we can see her. And it's a baby monitor, and it just cycles through each. It's just like a little bit bigger than a baby monitor, and it just cycles through each room. Like, it just flicks. But if she's in a room for a long time, then I can just click it and it'll stay there. Well, if somebody was walking out of or was in, or if somebody was in the room, in another room where I had clicked off, and the last scene in that camera was like Max sitting there playing video games, when I click back to it for a split second, you see the still of the previous shot, and then it'll flick and it'll show. So,
are you kidding me?
No. So you see Max.
That's terrifying.
It is. But there's been times where Addie's been walking out of a room as it's changed, so you kind of just barely see the side of her, and then you don't see it anymore. And it will scare you to death. Or if it was in the bedroom and she was asleep in the bedroom, and then when you flick back to it and she's been at school for 3 hours, and I see it cycle through and I see her body in the bed, and then it's gone. I know.
Are you fucking shitting me? Why would you tell me that?
It's so scary.
Have you seen this video that's circulating? It's called The Selfie from Hell.
No.
Well, here it is.
Is it real? Is it really scary or funny scary?
No, it's. I think it's terrifying.
Then I don't want to fucking see
it. No, you're going to watch it because of what you just told me. See, there's a lady on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have any, I'm using...
I don't want to. It already makes my belly hurt. Please don't.
Okay, so there she's talking on the phone, right? And
she's talking on the phone.
She's going to take a selfie. She's going to go, I wonder what the... I'll send you a selfie, honey. So she takes a picture.
Oh, and shows her boobs
right?
a little.
She takes a picture.
Ah, I just saw it!
And there's a guy in the background! And she looks at it and sees the guy! She sees the guy and goes, oh my God, there's a guy behind me, and turns around.
Is he still there?
He's gone.
He's gone?
He's gone. So she goes, oh, I must have... She doesn't know if she wants to turn around yet or not. So she's just going to and goes, that's just silly.
There he is again.
There he is again. Every time she takes a selfie, he's behind her. Yeah.
Then bitch, quit taking selfies.
It scared the... Ellie sent me this. She goes, oh, you'll like this video. Go ahead, Dad. Stick with it.
Stick with it?
Yeah, now he's right behind her. Hang on. I don't know how it ends. Okay, there's doesn't
no,
see
he's
anything.
Not there when she took. She took there. A forward picture.
Taking a forward picture now. No, there. No guy. Another forward picture.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
But when she does a selfie, he's behind her.
Okay. Everything's fine.
How much longer? How much longer is this video?
20 seconds.
Okay.
Everything's fine, and she's calling.
No, she's doing the video. The video.
Now she's doing the video
of herself. A selfie video.
A selfie video behind her.
Oh! Oh, my God! Oh, why did you do that? Oh God, I just hurt my neck.
Are you okay?
I hate you so much right now.
That's the selfie from hell. I didn't know how it ended. I didn't stick around for the end. I wouldn't. I saw it by myself.
Even, you're such an You are
pussy.
No.
Oh, what?
No, because even when you're scared, you don't jump or you don't do anything.
I just screamed like you did.
No, you didn't. That was the fakest scream. When you go back and listen. No, see, look, that's exactly how you did it, and that was so fake. My heart still hurts. Oh. And I kept looking behind me in the studio while we were watching the video.
Yeah, I should mention that she did keep looking behind herself, going, "What the hell's behind me? What
I was scared so much behind me. Oh God, I just screamed so hard it hurt my body." I'm so sorry. You might have to like tell people when you load this, like, be careful. Just screams really unexpectedly.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
I don't know. My mom used to make me watch scary movies with her because she didn't want to watch them alone when I was a kid. So I stopped watching them.
She made you do that, though, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe it was to make me not scared, or maybe, I don't know. I have these weird memories that might not be true at all. Oh my God.
Did you spit on your mic screaming?
No, but there's some funk in that microphone. Ugh.
There's no funk in my microphone.
That's gross.
You want to switch mics?
But I'm going to try not to look at the microphone for the rest of the podcast. I think the last scary movie I watched on my own was...
All by yourself?
No, I mean with like other people, but I think it was Blair Witch. And I wasn't scared by Blair Witch.
I loved Blair Witch. I was scared by it.
You were scared by it? I was not scared by Blair Witch.
I loved everything about Blair Witch.
You
I
did?
Loved I loved the plot where they dug up this film and
mm-hmm.
it was supposedly
I don't even really remember what it was about.
A real kids going out into the woods. I was so upset when I found out it wasn't real kids going out into the woods.
I thought, well, you know what threw it for me, what made it not scary anymore is when the girl from it started doing steak and shake commercials.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She came. I go, yeah. Wait a minute, that's whatever her name is. I wonder. See, then they started making Blair Witch 2 and
I don't remember that. I remember
Blair Witch Project. What year do you think that was?
Blair Witch Project was 1999. Motherfucker.
1999. You're
99,
right.
99, yeah.
Yeah, July 30th, 1999. Their budget?
I was going to say, I was
22.5.
I was a senior in high school.
$22,500.
Yeah.
The Blair Witch movie
made
$250 million at the box office.
Huh. And you never saw any of those actors again.
I don't think so, right?
I don't think so, no. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
It has to be, it always jumps into mind when I get asked that. It's got to be The Omen, because I saw it by myself in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved to Welch, my first radio job, and I saw it in a theater, and there were probably...
Did you live in the...
Movie theater?
No.
I lived in the radio
That's
theater.
What I meant. I know you didn't live in the movie theater.
I would have rather lived in the movie theater. But
so
I was all by
myself.
You had
to go back to the radio station by yourself?
And I was all... I just moved away from home and...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And when that... The first scene in the... when the Blair Witch... In The Omen is some scripture. White type on a black screen.
Right.
And I'm just like... Okay, I'm fucking
yeah,
terrified.
Nothing's more scary than the Bible.
And then that Sunday.
I haven't seen, okay, there's, I think I have seen scenes of movies. Like, who's the tricycle and knocks his mom over the balcony?
That's The Omen.
Yeah. Okay, what's the one where they're in the hotel, like up in the mountains?
That's The Shining. The Shining's pretty good.
It has
its moments, yeah. It's pretty good.
Did you read The Shining before you saw the movie?
I did, yeah.
And the book obviously is.
The book's amazing.
Yeah.
It's called a roque mallet, which is a lot like a croquet mallet.
Uh huh.
And that's what he uses in the book instead of a hatchet.
Oh.
And it's actually a lot more terrifying.
And
The Shining
is Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley Long.
Shelley.
No.
Duvall. Shelley Duvall. Shelley Long was on Cheers.
Right. Shelley Duvall is.
Anybody would have been
oil.
Better
yeah.
than Shelley Duvall.
Really?
I was rooting for Jack because I didn't like Shelley Duvall.
Who was the husband?
Whiny and cry. Jack Nicholson? In The Shining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bad guy?
No, he is the bad guy. That's the bad guy, the husband.
The husband's the bad guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Oh,
that's right. You've never seen it.
No.
Yeah, the husband's the... Yeah, Jack Nicholson's the bad guy.
Why did he go crazy like that?
They were in a... Well, it's kind of complicated. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, the hotel's haunted. And
he is possessed?
He gets possessed by the hotel.
That's kind of sad.
And there he meets a character. He's the caretaker.
Jack Nicholson would not marry Shelley Duvall.
He's the caretaker of the hotel. No, I don't think Jack.
Oh, they live at the hotel.
They live at the hotel. He's a writer, and he's down on his luck, and he was a teacher, and he decides to get away for a while, and they go up to the Overlook Hotel up in the mountains in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that a real place?
The hotel exists, but it's not where they say it is in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So he's there to try to get his mind back together, and he ends up going
crazy.
And
he has a child. They have kids, don't they?
He goes to write a book, and that's one of the problems of the movie. The little kid talks to his fingernail. And that part's a little weak, I thought. But
he talks to his fingernail?
Mm-hmm. The future him is trying to contact him to tell him there's danger.
Oh, I don't know all about that.
Yeah.
That seems strange. I remember seeing parts. I remember seeing parts of Pet Sematary. I don't know if I blocked them out of my mind or if I ever watched
them. I saw Pet Sematary, but I think I waited for it to be on TV. I don't think I saw it in the movie.
I saw. Oh God,
Christine.
You know what, the scariest movie I've never seen. Is what's the one? Where they throw pig blood on her.
Everybody, you can play at home if you'd like to try to speak Jess. That's Carrie.
That's probably the scariest movie I've seen in parts. I would never be able to sit down and watch the whole thing. That seems terrifying to
Carrie's me. Pretty good when you consider when it came out. And there were a lot of schlocky.
That's Sissy Spacek, right?
Right. And she's great.
I love her. She's reading To Kill a Mockingbird to me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, book on CD.
Audiobook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. De Palma's a great director. And John Travolta and PJ Souls are great as the villains. And it's
John
really...
John Travolta's in Carrie?
Yeah.
What? I know that.
Yeah, he's the smarmy boyfriend.
Oh.
And William Catt is great. He's the good-hearted, beautiful kid who wants to take the
I know, but who is he that I would know him from now?
Greatest American Hero. Remember that?
No.
No. I don't know what he would be in.
That's okay.
If you saw him, you'd go, oh, that's William Catt.
But isn't
he was in Butch and Sundance, the early days? You remember that movie? No. Tom Berenger?
No.
Okay.
What about at the end of Carrie, does the earth open up?
See, that's the thing, too, is that the special effects at the time were really good. Like when she goes, she's a telekinesis and moves everything at the end. And
But her mother was bad to her?
Her mother was...
overprotective, maybe?
Had Jesus and, one of those deals.
Okay. What did she call her sweater pillows? What was it? Didn't she say something about her boobs?
Naughty pillows.
Naughty pillows.
What did you call it?
Sweater pillows.
Sweater pillows.
That's a normal thing. People say that.
See? Greatest American Hero? You don't remember that? Here, wait a minute. There's a better picture of him. Hang on. I don't. You remember that? No?
No.
Right there?
Uh-uh.
No?
Nope.
William Catt? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Keep asking me and I still won't remember.
Here's William Catt. You remember him? Don't get up and come over here and hit me. That's a good movie. I saw Carrie in the theater. That was pretty good.
I saw parts of the Freddy Krueger movies, and I don't think those ever stuck with me.
I never got those.
No. I never saw the Jason movies. Is that Jason Halloween? Is that the same guy?
I don't know for sure.
I really
don't.
There's Jason, there's Halloween, and what's the other guy's name?
Michael Myers.
I think Michael Myers is Halloween.
Michael Myers is Halloween, I think.
And Jason is...
I always thought it would be a good... one of the plots to Halloween, and I guess it sort of happened, but not the way I wanted it to happen,
mm-hmm.
is that Jamie Lee Curtis, that's her little brother who goes crazy and kills people.
But you don't know that in the first movie.
You don't know that in the first movie. So
later
on in another movie, I thought Jamie Lee Curtis should go crazy and start killing people.
Oh.
Because it's in her genetics.
Right.
And I guess they sort of did that, but they didn't. So.
Yeah.
It scared me.
Right.
Right.
You know what? Something else, too, that I've realized. You know, like I said, memories that you have that you don't know if they really happened or not or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I became so scared. I don't know if it's because I had, like, an experience as a kid or I was told that I had an experience as a kid.
But what are you scared of? Like, ghosts or
yeah, I'm scared of real... Like, yeah, I'm not... Zombies. Fuck a bunch of zombies. Werewolves. Right. All of the, to me, I don't think it's real. Sorry if you do. No, not sorry. I'm not sorry that I said that. I don't think it's real. But the same way that some people don't think ghosts are real, but I think that there is a plane, that there's somewhere where that kind of stuff is real. And it scares me. It scares me very much. Like every time I have a family member die, seriously, when I have a family member die, in my head or out loud, sometimes I do it out loud, I'll say, it's fine, you know, thank you, we had a good run, but I do not want to see your ghost. Do not ever let me fucking see you, ever. I don't want to see you. Do not show me your ghostly self, ever. And you know what?
What?
I never have.
So as far as you know, it's working.
As far as I know, it's working. But you know what I do see? So here's the odd part of that is,
right.
is that I've had three women die in my adult life that shaped me in some way. And it was my grandma Hofling. That was her last name.
Mm-hmm.
My Aunt Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma Hooker. And every time they died, or when one of them died, within like a year of their death, in my dreams, I would always see their hand cup my hand. And they all have very recognizable hands to me, but I would always see their hand over my hand at some point in a dream.
In a dream?
In a dream.
Not when you're awake.
Not when I'm awake. No, because then I'd start screaming if I was awake. That scares shit out of me.
Because you asked them not to.
Because I think I asked them not to, so I think they're just telling me I'm good. My Aunt Rosie came in one of my dreams, and she told me, like, because she died, how she died was a little bit more... It wasn't unexpected, but it was much more traumatic for me because at the time I was caring for her when she was sick.
Right.
Yeah, and I went to her house to take care of her, and nobody had told me she had gone to the hospital the night before.
What about your other grandmother?
My Nana, that's my dad's mom. She's the one that died when I was 4 or 5.
And that's when you saw her haircut.
In the story, yes, that's the story where I was, apparently I said something to someone, hey, Nana was just outside and she told me she was upset because someone cut her hair. When, in fact, the family found out later that the mortician, I guess, I don't know what you say, if that's who cuts hair, but.
So no one knew.
They had trimmed her hair on one side so that it looked even in the casket. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I really don't know if that happened. I mean, I don't have the memory of it happening. I think I have the memory of what people told me happened, but I don't actually have them. Like, I don't remember seeing a ghost or a spirit or whatever you would say.
I don't think I've ever even thought about it, actually. I don't know why, but I haven't.
To think about a ghost?
Think about a ghost or someone appearing or any really? Of my grandparents or... My mom or dad or
I have someone in my family who is very can see things like that regularly, and she's also one of the most God-fearing people I know, so it feels like it's real to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's also there's a guy who there was a motorcycle accident at the end of my road, and the gentleman had slid off of the road and kind of slid down into a ditch,
mm-hmm.
and died. And he died there. And there was a cross for him there for years. And I always kind of thought, like, when I saw the swing set swinging by itself and no wind, that it was him walking through the yard, or I don't know. And that never bothered me. But then, you know what? When I started meditating in my backyard over the summer,
no.
I'd get really, really nervous, and I'd be like, Jeff.
Oh,
that was his name, but I don't know. So then I had to start like pushing my back up against a tree so I felt comfortable, not scared.
Really?
Yeah. You've never seen a ghost? You've never felt like a spirit's with you?
No, I mean I've had dreams.
You're too smart though. Your brain's too big for stuff like
that's
that.
That's right, and don't you forget it.
No, I think you
no,
are.
No, I have dreams where I see everybody every now and then. I see my dad the most, but I think that's maybe wishful thinking, I guess. I don't know, but yeah.
Huh.
I know my mom's always pretty much smoking and when I see her.
Really? She smoke until she died?
Oh, whew. Oh yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
Huh.
If she wasn't smoking, she was drinking ice water. If she wasn't drinking ice water, she was eating potato chips.
Ice water and potato chips?
Ice water and potato chips.
That's not bad, though.
What you got there is carbs. Well, you ain't got no protein. It won't move. It won't move your waist.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Huh.
Second leading cause of death in the United States. Is that right?
That's not true.
Sepsis? Yeah.
Oh, sepsis. Yeah, yeah, sure. But you can get sepsis all kinds of ways.
Well, I know, but boy, this has been something else. Death and scary stuff. That's mm-hmm. what this podcast is going to be. Fast stats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leading cause of death. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's number 10.
Number 10 is suicide. Number 9 is nephritis. That's nephrotic syndrome and nephrosis.
Mm.
I don't know what that is. Now I got to look up nephrosis.
Can no, you
look
keep up going. Nephrosis? Yeah.
Number 8, influenza and pneumonia. Number 7, diabetes. Number 6, Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Number 5 is stroke. Number 4, accidents. Number 3, chronic lower respiratory disease. Number 2, cancer. Number 1, heart disease.
Nephrosis is kidney disease.
The kidneys. There you go. I thought sepsis was up there higher.
I think that what happens is Because I know, like, my aunt Rosie died from sepsis.
Right.
But she was already, she got sepsis while she was in the hospital being treated for pancreatitis. Pancreatitis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had a shoulder surgery or something, and they think that was the entry, because she had still had the wound from the shoulder surgery, and that she contracted sepsis that way, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure if any of this is true.
Yikes.
But I know she had sepsis.
Why am I looking up sepsis and what causes it and everything?
I don't know. But that's your mom's cause of death, is what it said, was sepsis.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, she was constipated.
Why do you insist on, why do you keep
going
there?
And they went in to block, they unblock it, that it went bad. Because that's what happened.
Yeah, but can't you just buy like a Fleet thing?
It wouldn't work.
It didn't work?
No. It was too impacted, I guess.
That's unfortunate. I don't want to hear about this anymore.
No, I don't want to talk about this
okay,
anymore.
Good. Let's move on. You can edit this out later if you want. Would you be open to seeing a ghost? Should we call Marilyn and have a intervention?
It is time. It's almost Halloween. Or no, it was Halloween. It's almost Thanksgiving. You know how ghosts like to come around at Thanksgiving.
At the holidays. Did you ever watch the guy on TV that does the...
Who?
John Edwards. Did you ever watch John Edwards?
Oh, boy. I don't know what to think of all that.
John Edwards... He was on when I was...
The practical side of me says there's a trick to everything, and especially that.
I was a freshman in college, and Emily and I did not miss an episode of that.
You were hardcore.
Hardcore.
It's John Edwards time.
John Edwards and Passions. Do you remember that?
That was the supernatural soap opera.
Yeah, kind of. And there was a small person and
I think today
witches.
Is today the 50th anniversary, or yesterday?
Of what?
Days of Our Lives.
50th anniversary?
50th year.
Is there anybody that's still on there? Is Jennifer Aniston's dad still on there? He's probably been on there for a long time.
Don't know.
I bet he's been on there for a minute.
I don't know if he's still alive, though.
Yeah, he is.
Is it? Well, if he's still alive, he was on it.
He's got a great last name.
He was going to have, it's Economopolis. Isn't it Economopolis? He's got a great last name.
I said a Greek last name.
Oh, I thought you said a great last name.
Days of Our Lives, 50 years. I never...
What's her face is still on it though? The little blonde lady.
It starts with an M too. It's
Martina. Martina? Yeah. Marlena.
Marlena?
Marlena?
Marlena.
Marlena, that's a Jacob Dylan.
They kill Bo off?
On Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
This whole podcast is the reason. That's the only way I could find to break it to you that Bo was dead.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think that Days of Our Lives was on regular TV anymore, is it?
Yeah.
It is?
It's on NBC, absolutely.
Hmm. I thought a lot of them were like...
Deirdre Hall, that's who plays Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I know.
Oh, now you're all... Okay. Days of Our Lives, 50th anniversary.
Did you know Shirley Jones was on Days of Our Lives?
I did not know that.
Did you know Frances Fisher was on Days of Our Lives?
Frances Fisher, the nut?
She's a nut.
Didn't they send her to something?
I don't really think about it. Jack Coleman was on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, I'm looking at all this too, yeah.
Mila Kunis? Did you know that?
Mila Kunis?
Is that what it is?
She does Jack Daniels commercials now.
She does?
Doesn't she?
How come?
Mila Kunis? I don't know. I think her dad is the founder of Jack Daniels.
Oh, my God.
I don't watch soap operas anymore. I used to, man.
Yeah? I don't either.
We could have combined our both topics, but I guess we did. Passions and...
So anyway, do you want to have Marilyn Isaacs on and see if she can do... I don't know if she's a medium. Is she a medium or is she just a psychic?
I think she might be a large. I don't know. Thank you.
I don't know what she is. A spiritual medium?
Those of you regular listeners knows you know how Jess is looking at me when I said maybe she's a large.
I don't think she is. I bet she's a
spiritual. We haven't had her on in a while. When's the last time we had her on?
This time last year.
No, we had her on for Halloween. This is Thanksgiving time.
Oh, my God.
We do have a segment from the launch party of Chick's Vodka that we need to everyone hear. And then come back and say goodnight.
We could, but I'm looking up Marilyn right now.
Marilyn will come on. She told me she loves you. She'll come back anytime you want her to come back.
Excuse me, Jason Hoffman's sexting me.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is he over there?
Did Chick tell you about the ketchup?
Oh, I did. Did I? I told you about the hot. You did. I told you on the phone about it.
So you and Jason. Yesterday. Yeah, you and Jason drove up to Chicago for a Bob Schneider show a while back.
Yep.
And then you ate somewhere and they had the most amazing ketchup you'd ever had.
Ate at a really cool bar, and you know how I'm a Heinz fan. I'm brand loyal Heinz ketchup.
Mm, I'm Red Gold all the way.
All right, Red Gold's good too, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And then I see this rogue ketchup.
Uh-huh.
It's called Red 78 or 78 Red or something.
Okay.
And I go, well, this, what the hell is this?
And what makes it special?
I don't know. It just, there's something about it that.
Where's Jason?
It just, it's tomato-y, but it's rich and there's.
78 Red.
78 Red ketchup. That's right. And it's an Illinois thing, and you can order it online. And he brought me a bottle back from Chicago when we all went up there for the.
So is it just Midwest?
I think so. Yeah. Retail. Our retailers. It says I'm on their website. Evidently, Jewel Osco.
Aren't you ever worried that like some Whole like
Foods,
a loyal
Whole Foods, Treasure Island, Mariano's, Plum Market, Woodman's. Peapod will deliver it. Food City. Okay, I'm done. What?
Do you ever get nervous sometimes that like a loyal listener is listening to the podcast and maybe he's going to lunch with a friend and his friend doesn't listen and he was like, oh, this is a great podcast. And then they play this one and they're like, what the fuck are you listening to? This is terrible.
Did you think this episode was terrible?
It's not terrible, but I probably wouldn't have made it through the whole episode if I was listening.
You have to listen to the whole episode. Just to hear you get scared.
Yeah, that is. You might just want to put like the time of when I get scared. Because that was scary. That was terrible. That was terrifying.
It's a selfie from hell, man. That's what it's called.
Well, you know what happened? So Max went to his first haunted house. Have we covered this?
Yeah, I don't know if we did it on the podcast.
He got invited to a haunted house one time, and I said, you can tell them that your mom said you can't go to a haunted house.
Because he, on the down low, he really doesn't like.
He doesn't like scared stuff. Yeah.
You know what? I don't either.
He doesn't like being scared.
What I say is life is scary enough. Let's not get these people organized and have them in one house. Forget that shit.
So he skips the first one and then he gets invited to go to another one and he's like, I'm going. And I was like, all right, buddy, you know, whatever you need. So
now they're not allowed to touch people, right?
Isn't well, there are the some where they can sign. You can sign off and they can take you from your group. Yeah, they can really, really
like
mess with
you. Like kidnap you?
Yeah, kind of. Illegal kidnapping.
Who would want anyone to do that?
I don't know. But I think you can. I don't know if this is true, but I think it is.
Fuck me.
No, so the second time he goes and he's just like, yeah, it was.
Was this a boy-girl group or all guys? Or
all of his friends. Everybody. Just his friends, yeah. And he has one friend who is like, screw you guys, I'm not going in. I'll be standing out here outside the door when you get done. I'm not doing
cool.
it.
Cool, I like that kid. Whoever that is, I like him.
You do. It's Will's son.
Oh, okay, yeah. good man.
So, he... So, at some point through the night, I am turning over and I'm half awake, half asleep. Okay? Yeah. And my door's open and all I see is this giant person like coming towards me and I
you're half asleep, half awake
and I begin to like a genuine
oh my god what is ah
oh a genuine like start screaming and I can't even get it all the way out. I'm screaming.
You're so scared.
But I'm scared and I'm screaming and then it's Max and Max thinks that something's behind.
So he starts screaming
and jumps on the edge of the bed and he's like scared to death and he's And then when I realized
this is on the heels of being at the haunted house.
And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up like later on, like throughout the night or whatever, and started laughing. I still think it was so funny. It was just such a, oh my gosh. He thought something was behind him, so he started screaming. Scared me to death. We scared each other, and not even on purpose, obviously.
That would be scary.
It was scary. And Addie?
Sound asleep.
Sound asleep. Didn't wake up one time.
You guys want to hold it down over there?
Yeah. The security alarm will buzz, and they nothing. Nope.
All right. Well, let's play the section we recorded at the Mississippi River Distilling Company in LeClaire, Iowa.
That'll be fun.
On the night of the launching of Chick's Vodka. Look for it at a store near you. Jess was there. I was there.
It was great.
And it went a little something. Oh, you're going to love this because we're a little drunk. It went a little something like this.
Can you hear me now? What about now? What about now?
We're rolling, baby.
All right. Hold on. You're going to have to sign a vodka bottle. Hi. Yeah, we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, we're doing the podcast.
No, come on over.
You're looking at the podcast. You listen to the podcast?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Jess. Hi, Jess. Nice to meet you.
We are here at the Mississippi River Distilling Company, and we're in LeClaire, Iowa, and it's the Chick McGee Vodka launch, and I'm autographing bottles, so I'm going to put the microphone down, and you're going to say what stuff.
I have two microphones. It's like a press conference. Yeah.
So how's the vodka?
I think it's delicious.
People are buying the vodka.
People are buying the vodka. And Stephanie, she's the chef here at the distillery. She just brought us bourbon turkey.
It's unbelievably good.
It's really good.
And up until now, this has been one of those.
She said she's like Paula Deen, you know, minus the racism.
Although Paula Deen probably made some good meals over the years.
I'm sure lots of racists make good meals. That doesn't justify their racism.
Certainly not. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Chick's Vodka.
We're here to party. Yeah, Stephanie says we're here to party.
Oh, my God.
I'm eating bourbon turkey, bourbon-basted turkey.
And drinking a bourbon.
And drinking bourbon. No.
I don't know what she said.
I don't know either.
Something about
it. I'm going to invite Stephanie over.
Come in and talk, Stephanie. Stephanie, what do you do here in LeClaire, Iowa?
I am the chef at Mississippi River Distillery. This is my day job, and I teach culinary students on sub evenings.
No kidding.
Yes, I do.
I want to do that.
Well, this is the best job I've ever had because I'm not only allowed to drink, I'm encouraged to drink.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have a Monday morning meeting, and like I come in, and sometimes these guys are slackers, and I say, hey, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's true.
So I got to get them going.
So where's your culinary school? Like right around the corner? Or?
Scott Community College here in Davenport, Iowa.
Mm.
It's up the hill. Up and over the hill.
Up and over the hill. Through the woods.
Yeah.
So what would be the first class that someone would take if they were going to be a chef?
Well, they have to learn how to button these coats because
double breasted, but they're not.
Well, you know why? Because that way if you're gonna go out and greet your guests and you've got food on it, you just switch it.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. So you just flop it over, then you don't have food
all
over
you. I had no idea that's what the reason was.
Yeah, and the other thing is you roll the sleeves so that you don't get food on them or catch yourself on fire. Although I've caught myself on fire many times.
Yeah.
But stop, drop, and roll, or head for the sink and douse yourself a little
bit. Those are the things you learn in the first day of chef school.
Do you wear the chef shoes? What are those called?
Yeah, we were just talking about those, how comfortable they are.
Danskin?
I actually wear bogs.
Bogs?
But Danskos make a good one.
Danskos, that's it.
Mm-hmm. But I wear bogs because they're new and they gave them to me free if I tell all my students they're good.
Good answer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, I know. So I wear free shoes.
Do you wear
and drink all day.
Yeah.
And drink on.
That sounds like my favorite job ever.
Do you have like a mat you stand on? One of those spongy mats?
No, that's for wusses.
Oh, there. Yeah. Get it, Stephanie.
Yeah. If you've got the right shoes, you don't need one of those mats.
No, you don't need one of those
mats.
Those
mats are going to actually trip you. When you get off the mat and you're coming back on the mat.
See, it's a hazard.
It's a tripping hazard.
Is this one of the things you go over in your class?
I go over so many things that are totally not really, it would take them a lifetime to learn.
Right.
I figure we'll cut to the chase, and I'll tell them right off the bat.
That's a good idea.
The boss is not always right, but he is the boss.
That's true.
That's lesson number one.
I know. I got to deal with this guy.
Whoever's signing the checks wins.
Yep.
In
Don't
any
I know.
Argument.
Amen,
sister. Do you have a website or anything or an email?
We do. I am Chef Steph, STEPH, at MRDistilling.com. And I have about 400 recipes with our booze in every one of them on the website.
And you can get the cookbook.
Yes, you can get the cookbook. I wrote a cookbook because everybody was going, I don't have the internet. Really? You're raised by wolves? I mean, seriously? There are people without the internet? Well, there are. And so I had to publish a cookbook.
Oh.
But anyway, profits from the cookbook go to Backpack Snacks. Feed hungry kids.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Well, thank you for coming out. And enjoy the bourbon brined turkey.
Bourbon brined turkey. It's delicious.
That's Chef Steph.
I know. Isn't she great?
MRDistilling.com.
Yeah.
And now I have to sign some more vodka bottles.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Hi.
So.
So what happens? I ask for checks. What's going to happen? We get to drink it, and it's going to be great. I just want you to know you're much cuter in person.
Aw, see?
Thank you.
No, seriously, you are much cuter in
person.
There
you go.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you very much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
She said he's cuter in person and he's the best thing on the show.
Is that what she said?
She's not talking about this show. She's talking about the other show.
I think she's talking about the vodka.
Oh, the vodka? Okay.
The best vodka show?
I'm You're
out of practice. Mark on yourself.
I'm out of practice. Or I'm drunk trying to sign
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, good to see you. Dave's here to buy some chicks vodka.
Yeah, I need you to sign it.
Dave, what do you do?
I'm a plumber.
I love plumbers.
My dad's named David. He's a pipe fitter plumber, too. Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't
Every
for plumbers.
Morning, man, they pick on you way too much.
No.
Pick on him way too much. Let that dry for just a second before it smears. It might smear. Be careful.
Yep, you're
Hold
good.
It by the neck.
Yep.
Yep. Like a small child. That was Chick's joke earlier. Or a kitten.
Or a puppy. No,
We're
no puppy.
Get in trouble saying
Cradle
shit like
the puppy.
That.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Can you sign that Sergeant Linville? Please?
Who?
Sergeant
Linville.
Sergeant Linville.
Is that in the military?
Yeah.
Which branch?
This is gonna be Army.
This
is
going to
be part of his Christmas present.
Ooh. Bob and Tom show.
What?
Oh, okay. There you go. Oh, yeah. I bet. Oh, thank you.
Have you had the turkey? The turkey bourbon. It's bourbon turkey or turkey bourbon?
Bourbon brine turkey.
Bourbon brine turkey, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They're both good, yeah.
I'm glad you
oh, well, thank you. People
so anyway.
Seem to like my vodka so far.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to want to know, how do they get the vodka where they're listening? What do we tell them?
You email Jess at chickmcgee.com.
Are you going to look at those emails this time?
Uh-huh.
I said, are you going to check those emails this time?
Yeah,
This is the rare once in a million time that I'm correct in one thing. Huh?
Can we take a picture of you?
Sure, it's $19. And
oh. You want me to take it? I'll take it. That's what I'm here for. Hey, there's a train.
Is everyone else? No, a train's been through here. I see it's tracks.
Here you go. There you go. Ready? One, two, three. Aw. There you go.
Thank you.
Here to take pictures and drink bourbon. Got to sign another bottle.
Love the podcast.
Thanks.
We're doing it right now.
I'm Jess.
Dan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Wow, I get to sign my first bottle.
Sure.
Here, say hi, then you hear it. You'll, when you download it, you'll hear it yourself say hi. What's your name?
Dan.
Ooh.
Dan.
What is it?
Dan.
Dan!
Oh.
I've had a lot of vodka. Is this Mrs. Dan?
Yes, Katie.
Katie.
What?
Katie.
Okay, Katie, yeah. Are you sure? Dan and Katie, is that what they're saying?
Yep.
Those are my in-laws.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Nice meeting you guys. Thank you.
Oh. Am I signing this?
Sorry.
There we go. We covered. There you go, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too. I think I'm going to get drunk off the turkey.
There's no.
It makes it sweet.
Here, I think you can hear these better than I can, actually, because it's not loud enough for me. Can you hear better? Can you hear?
I can hear, but not that. It doesn't matter, really. Don't feel good? I think you're mixing your alcohol with your bourbon turkey and your vodka drink. You probably shouldn't do that.
I think you're right.
So far, overwhelmingly, people have been nice. There haven't been that many. I think there's like, I'm gonna say two assholes. What do you think?
I'm not going to agree.
Or disagree.
I'm not going to disagree.
Yeah. Well, here comes the.
I know, this is one.
Yeah, she's an asshole.
Did I cut that part out?
Yeah, her purple shawl really makes her an asshole. And her flower in the hair. I think she heard me. She's walking away. So far, my favorite part is Stephanie.
She's a.
I'm really proud of you for being so nice. You know what? She could be like your sister.
Chef Steph.
Like your older sister. That's what she looks like. Like, what if you had an older sister? Maybe you wouldn't be so awful against people about women if you had an older sister.
Since when am I awful about women?
Since forever.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is my favorite part, where people look at you like you're a zoo animal.
like a rare panda? What mm-hmm. do you think he's doing? Oh, he's drinking now.
Like a purple panda. Do you want me to take a picture of you guys?
Let's do it.
You just want just you two. Oh, get down, girlfriend. Yep. Oh, she's coming in head to head. That's beautiful. She's grabbing his butt, you guys.
She did not.
I have a Cooper crush.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Aww.
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh, her husband broke the phone. Uh-oh. Do you want me to take the picture? Are you sure? Okay, it's okay. Okay. She has a cougar crush on you, she said. Cougar. Don't say anything shitty. I could tell by the way you were bringing the mic to your mouth that you were going to be an asshole.
I'm very flattered.
What else? So there is a, I don't know what these are called behind you.
You know, one of
it's
these days, we're going to have to.
It's a cooling tank.
We're going to have to take pictures of things we say we're going to take pictures of and put them up on the website.
Like what?
Like the pictures of the stuff we're looking at right now.
So we can barely do a fucking podcast once a week. Now you want us to take pictures?
I feel like stopping this one.
We're losing listeners by the minute.
That's not true.
How's my lipstick? It feels dry.
It looks good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Liar.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm. Coming in. Another cougar. This is really embarrassing, but... Did he spell your ring wrong? Did he spell your name wrong?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. You wanted to put something on the bottle? What is he? What are you going to write on the bottle?
You look like a superhero.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's good. She does. She looks like somebody from The Incredibles. She reminds me of the mom of the from The Incredibles. You don't what? Oh, The Incredibles?
There you go.
Superhero Sally, everybody. Yay!
Oh, God, what was that? Don't break anything.
That was our free glass. Yeah, today at tonight at Mississippi... Uh-oh. I've had too much bourbon. Bye! Mississippi River Distilling Company. When you buy a bottle of Chick's Vodka, you get a free glass.
And if you drink buy eight bottles, you get eight glasses.
You
which
do.
Is a set.
Mm-hmm. Remember when you used to? Remember when they used to give Garfield glasses, the Garfield glass mugs? Was that at Hardee's?
I remember when they gave away the Star Trek glasses at McDonald's.
It was McDonald's. Yeah. Which one did Hardee's?
Was it at Hardee's?
I don't know.
I'm signing more Chick's Vodka. No problem.
No
That's
worries.
What it's for.
I got to sign a bottle earlier. Did you hear that?
I saw that. I wanted you to sign all of them, but you wouldn't.
You got to stop pushing me on people. I know you're a big fan, but not everybody else is. So how's that fan club coming, though, that you were going to start?
What fan club? About what?
The Jess Hooker fan club.
We're in the forming stages.
Yeah? How many members?
Total?
Founding members.
It's
you,
influx.
Ruby. Monkey, probably not so much.
Monkey likes everybody.
Nah.
That was awful. I had to leave them with
yeah.
where they normally stay.
Oh, God. Let's hear about this again.
Nobody knew. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anybody.
He
or
called me in
or
distress because he didn't recognize anybody at the dog hotel.
Hi. What's your name?
Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Nice to meet you.
From St. Louis?
Little town north there called, about 100 miles north called Palmyra in Missouri.
All right.
There you go.
I'm going to sign a vodka bottle.
This is new.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. So here's the funny thing. We're at Chick's vodka bottle signing, and I'm drinking rye whiskey.
What kind of bourbon are you drinking? Cheers.
The Cody Road Rye Whiskey. That sounds right. Because we're on Cody Road. Get it? I walked up to a guy earlier because he was drinking the whiskey, and he was like, yeah, that's very good. You know, you're going to like it. And I was like, great. He goes, I'm a big fan. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah. And he's like, I like to support this place. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you from here? What's the story? And he was like, well, the owner's sleeping with my daughter. That's what he said. He said, the owner's sleeping with my daughter.
You know, I heard that.
And I was like, you mean this is your son-in-law? Yeah, that's what he meant.
That's what he meant.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
There he goes right now.
Mm-hmm. He's sweet little guy. Just sweet as can be.
I wonder where we're going for dinner later.
I don't know, but people keep coming up to us and telling us we're going to dinner.
I know. It's so far 38 people, not counting us.
When is this? When are we done here?
Technically 8 o'clock. We got another hour.
Okay.
What have you been up to? We haven't done a podcast forever. How's Addy? Let's have an Addy update.
Yeah, I've had a couple people ask me tonight how Addy is. Addy's good. Addy's, so today is Friday, November the 6th. Addy has been seizure-free for 15 days.
That's great news.
I know.
And you can point to the keto diet. And saying that.
Assuming so.
Not. if your child has the same situation, not necessarily because it took you guys a long time to figure out what would work for Addie.
Yeah, so November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, and just doing research and knowing that there's so many different ways to treat epilepsy or seizure disorder, obviously medication is the first place people go. Dietary treatment, surgery, and implants are basically your four options when you have epilepsy. And Addie is refractory, so that means that medicine doesn't work for her. She is not, medication isn't treatment.
Oh, cool. Excellent. My wife brought you the one in, you said, hunting, illegal. Oh, yeah, happy hunting, right.
Deer hunting?
Uh-huh.
You might hunt other things.
You might hunt other things. You might switch. Yeah, you don't know. I've had two.
There's going to be a tour that starts in 2 minutes. As I was saying.
Diet, implants.
Surgery, medication. Addie's refractory, which means medication doesn't work. Her mass in her brain is bilateral, so on both sides of the brain, which means they won't operate on both sides of the brain right now for epilepsy. And an implant is kind of a last option because they're not 100% certain that that would work either. So we're doing the diet, and so far so good.
Super duper.
We need to take a break or do something. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I've been here for an hour and a half. I don't know where you guys have been.
And all you're eating is turkey, right?
Teresa just asked what else we can drink with Chick's vodka. And our favorite thing is Bloody Marys. Bloody Marys. Yeah, big fan of those.
All we had to do was buy one.
What's the one you do in the morning?
Bloody Mary's?
No, the other one in the morning with orange juice. Screwdriver.
Oh,
screwdriver.
Orange juice. Don't drink too much.
Yeah, I know. Orange screwdrivers and Bloody Mary's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got two more things. Great.
Hold on.
Which means we should come out with a Jess's Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe we should.
Yes.
Maybe we will.
Now.
Okay, we're getting another rush of people. You want to take a little break? Okay.
That was fun. That was a good night, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
I love those people in Iowa.
I started drinking whiskey, too.
Brian and Garrett and
mm-hmm.
all the guys there.
Everybody there.
Good man.
It was fun. They did tours.
Oh, they did have tours, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
I will. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Jump back to give me a kiss. Got a brass in the little pretty. Just to be so big and to be so.
Let's do this. In the morning, in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up?
Thank you, Jess.
But you can't be front when it comes to this.
We'll be back before Thanksgiving. Am I right?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Thanks for downloading the podcast. We appreciate it. Tell everybody. And look for Chick's Vodka at a store near you. Happy holidays. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure.
Good night, everybody.
Things got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice, honey.